On this morning, after some big presidential primaries, we have results of another important vote.
Involving bald eagles. The National Arboretum in Washington, D.C. has two new eaglets.
Their parents didn't get to name them, though. America did, by voting through a social media campaign. The two winning names are Freedom and Liberty.
Really? That doesn't really seem like common names that most people would come up with.
Well, voters got to choose from a selection of names. Another pair of names was Honor and Glory.
I would have voted for Lourdes.
You know, you can call me Lulu, Steve.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you very much. Now, on the occasion of this election, we've been thinking about the political significance of a name. Mark Edmond of Verdant Labs in Seattle was researching baby names. He's a new dad. And he decided to look into the correlation between names and political affiliations.
For donors to Hillary Clinton, you see Liz is one of the top names. And then for Bernie Sanders, Carl. For Donald Trump, you have Bobby. For Ted Cruz, you have Billy. And for John Kasich, you have Glenn.
As for the eaglets, their names suggest their votes are up for grabs.
About 50% of people named Freedom, though it's not a very common name, they're Democrats, and about 50% are Republicans. And if you look at Liberty, it's a bit more to the left, with about 53% Democrats.
In other words, these eagles may turn out to be swing voters.
I wanna fly like an eagle.